So maybe one person from one of the cults and another person from another one of the cults will be have a connection which other people in the first ones don't necessarily know about. But anyway, the main important thing is the blood oaths that seal people into these cults and make it absolutely clear. If you want to join one of these, you need to swear an oath that if you divulge any secrets of this organization to anybody outside the cult, that we can kill you. So that's the basic oath that they swear. And it's the same in Freemasonry, it's the same in witchcraft, and it's called a blood oath. And it is a way of sealing yourself off from the rest of society and saying, well, actually, I'm more loyal to a little clique here than I am to the rest of humanity. Now, obviously, someone that's sworn an oath like that should never be allowed anywhere near power, whether it's a nuclear button or whether it's a lawmaking judicial process. But my feeling is, my experience and knowledge teaches me that there are these cults have now got very close to infiltrating most of the main organs of power in the Western world. And possibly in places like China too, with the triads. This is one of the things that worries me about US Freemasonry. Obviously, Washington and the rest of them, pretty much every US president's been a Freemason. And you've got something similar going on in China with the secret societies over there, where it's very difficult to imagine that these people have got the confidence of ordinary Chinese folk. Of course, they haven't. It's virtually a dictatorship. Chairman Mao is actually, even though they're supposed to not like religion, he was mad.